our sincerest condolences to the Cranley family, and also our thoughts and prayers to the other lady who's very seriously injured as a result of that accident as well. You know, and it, you know, you're also right in saying that, there should be no further evidence required that how dangerous and treacherous this road is and how much it needs to be replaced. You know, it's just death after death, and you know, more families devastated. You know, on average, this road kills somebody every 3 to 4 months. You know, that's the cold, hard statistic on it. And it's awful to be talking, you know, about the issue in terms of statistics, because it is about grief and death and pain.
And it's so dangerous. It can be people that are commuting between one place and another. But we know many families along the A5 themselves, people with an intimate knowledge of it and its dangers, still can succumb to it. That is the type of road that it is. It is just so dangerous.
You are quite literally taking your life in your hands every time you travel along that road. I travel along it daily. And, you know, that road will not discriminate in terms of who dies on it. It could be somebody who uses the road very irregularly, or it could be somebody that's on it daily. You know, and that's how ruthless that road can be.
Where are we in terms of the project actually progressing? Because obviously it's been opposed and blocked at many different turns. But where are we at now in terms of a potential start to fixing this road?
Well, very briefly, where the history of it is, was the scheme was given the go-ahead way back in June 2007 by Stormont. And it has been, the whole scheme has been littered with legal objections by a very, very, very small group of people since, but who have been very effective, which obviously shows some sort of systemic dysfunction in terms of the planning system maybe here. But at the end of last year, in October of last year, the large majority of the scheme was given the go-ahead by the department, and that was the section between Strabane and Ballygolly. Within weeks, the latest objection came in, and there was a court hearing on that in the High Court in Belfast, which concluded on the 2nd of April this year. Now, in the meantime, the scheme has been going ahead. That hasn't been overturned. So, you know, people that are travelling along that road will see a lot of works, earthworks going on at different sections of it. So the scheme is currently progressing, but it is subject to a decision in Belfast. And as I say, that court case finished on the 2nd of April, and the judge is weighing up his decision at the moment, which you would imagine would be coming in the coming weeks or months. That court case, I suppose, which was different from other court cases, was that our group got granted intervener status mm-hmm. at that hearing, and you know, you would have seen in the media that, you know, the families of the victims got legally represented and got to have their say in court for the first time mm-hmm. in nearly 20 years.
Like,
and that was very, very powerful.
Yeah, and we'll see if it sways the judge. I mean, I would be of the view that you do need systems in place, you know, that we have controlled development, that people have a right to appeal. But there does come a point in terms of, I suppose, developments of such significance, and then obviously what they're replacing, roads that have cost so many lives and left so many people injured. There has to be a system whereby they can't be frustrated at every turn by the planning system, be it in Northern Ireland, be it in the Republic, be it wherever it might be.
You're quite right. Look, any normal democracy will allow an appeals process for any sort of decision-making, you know. But what you see in the North particularly is in these large capital projects, they are just, the system does not allow them to go through. You know, so you can see it in the A5, you can see it in other situations, maybe like Casement Park or things like that there, where a very, very small group of people can thwart, you know, the large majority, and that's not right.
So just so to recap where we're at then, if this court case does not find in favour of the objectors, we are now at a point where the A5 that we've been talking about now for generations is progressing.
It is currently progressing, yes. Contractors are on site on the majority of the sections. As I say, the go-ahead has already been given from Ballygolly to Strabane, and that's the majority of the road. Obviously, then you would hope later on that the other two sections, which is south of Ballygolly to join the border at Auchnacloy, that would hopefully go ahead whenever there's a scheme obviously being developed in Monaghan for the M2 upgrade.
Mm.
And then obviously the most northern scheme hopefully would progress after that as well. So yes, the work is currently ongoing, but there is a court determination coming in the coming weeks.